This episode of the 4 Point Families podcast is brought to you by 4pointfamilies.com. You can visit 4pointfamilies.com to find out a lot more about 4 Point Families as a ministry, about Michael and Melinda Prince and their family, and about their missions work to the families of the church in the United States, and about how to support them. And if you go to a church with families and parents in it, you might want to have 4 Point Families come minister to the families in your church. So check us out at 4pointfamilies.com for all that and much, much more. Thanks for listening.
Inspiring parents to be the number one influence in the lives of their children. This is the 4 Point Families Podcast.
This is the 4 Point Families Podcast. My name is Michael Prince, and I am your host today for this journey into parenting and how to raise our kids in the way that they should go, be the number one influence in the lives of our kids. So glad you're with us. I would like to encourage you to check us out on Facebook. You can go to 4 Point Families on Facebook, and there we are. On Twitter, we're the number 4 Point Families. We're on YouTube, and you can catch us there as well. And if you like this show, if you like this podcast, go to iTunes, and maybe you listen on iTunes, maybe not, but you can go to iTunes, search for us, go to Stitcher, go to Pocket Casts, I believe is one, wherever you listen, and give us a review. Tell the people there that they should be listening too, and that it'll help their families, and we'd love for you to do that. And thank you for listening. You can check out us, like the ad said at the beginning, at 4pointfamilies.com to learn more about our ministry. And if you like what we do and you want to help us out financially, we are missionaries, and so 100% of what we live on financially is this ministry. So if you want to support us, you can go to giving.ag.org, search Prince, the Prince family, or you can go to 4pointfamilies.com, and don't worry, it's pasted all over there how you can give to help us. So we'd encourage you to do that as well. Hey, good news is Melinda probably will be joining me next week. She was going to this week. We're doing a garage sale tomorrow morning and the next day, and so she's actually working on that still, staying over at her mom's house, working on that because we're doing it over there, and so she's over there working on that stuff, getting it priced and all that stuff for us. So she's not here, but she's hoping to be with us next week when we talk about, probably do an iTunes top five and some stuff like that on next week's podcast. So that should be fun, talking music with the wife, with Melinda. I know you've missed her. If you listen, you've missed her. She's still on the picture because she was never supposed to be gone forever. She was just on a leave of absence for having a baby, we'll call it. A sabbatical or a, what do they call it? Maternity leave. Yeah, she was on that. So our family's doing well. I told you last week we finished selling fireworks. Now we're moving on to newer, better things like garage sales. So instead of selling things that blow up, we're selling things we don't want anymore. So we're doing that. But that's about it. We've got a service coming up in August. I spoke at a church last Sunday, and it was neat. I got to share about something other than parenting. They needed me to just kind of fill in for their pastor. So I was able to do that. It was good. It was fun to study for something new and as far as ministry-wise, and it was really neat. Well, let's not hinder any longer, and we'll go straight into parents in the news. That's right, parents in the news. We are rocking and rolling today talking about... Why do I say we are rocking and rolling? Whatever. We're talking about apps and stuff today. That's kind of the theme of our show. And so I wanted to make that something in the news. And it was really easy to find because this week, this happened on, this is on PCWorld.com. Amazon has billed, it's July 10th, 2014. Amazon has billed parents for millions of dollars worth of unauthorized in-app purchases made by their children, says the Federal Trade Commission in a complaint filed Thursday in a U.S. court. So what's happened here is kids that have used Kindle Fires and things like that have been playing in apps, and you've seen it as a parent. You've seen the in-app purchase things, and you've seen them where kids can buy things often without a password. And so that's happened, and Amazon has allowed it to happen and not refunded the purchases to parents. And so because of this, The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, is wanting to ban the company from billing parents anymore. And they're asking them to do some reimbursement, I believe. The FTC lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington seeks a court order requiring them to refund parents for unauthorized purchases made by their children. They also want the court to ban the company from billing parents and other account holders for in-app charges without their consent. Basically, if a password didn't come before the purchase, they don't want you to have to pay for it. It's interesting because on my iPhone and my iPad, I could turn off in-app purchases completely to where my kids or myself, they don't even show up. And the app will warn me, hey, just so you know, there's no in-app purchases on this. It's so many apps are designed to where you have to spend money within the app to advance in the game or to advance faster in the game. One app called Ice Age Village, children use virtual coins and acorns to buy items in the game, but without real money. It doesn't charge real money, but you can purchase extra coins and acorns with real money. Some of the one-time purchases can be as high as $99.99. And you've all seen that if you play on your iPads and things at all. If you play Clash of Clans or you play the Tribes games or you play Sims or the Simpsons game, anything like that, you'll see that you can go buy money with your real money, pay fake money with real money. And that's how these guys make their money. If you go to the highest grossing games, they're all free games. The highest grossing games on these tablets and things are all free. And they're making their money by selling these extra in-game items to people, whether it's extra, you know, weapons or things for your to outfit your guy, or extra buildings or gems or coins to speed up production in your game, whatever it might be, they're selling those, and that's those guys are making more money than even the guys that charge $9.99 for their app. And so it's interesting that they do that and that they make so much money. In early 2013, Amazon updated its in-app charge process to require password entry. There was some complaints and some parents asking for money back, and so they've started to change how it works. So now they required entry as of 2013. They required entry in some charges, but the process worked in different ways and in different contexts. Even when a parent was prompted for a password to authorize a single in-app charge made by a child, that single authorization could open an undisclosed window of 15 minutes, an hour, or even longer where there was no more passwords. So they could just keep charging for the next 15 minutes, an hour, until the password was required again. They changed their purchases again in this June. So 2.5 years after the problem first surfaced, they're finally changing things to where you have to put in a password every time. On my phone, I have it where you have to put in a password just to get into my phone. You have to put in a password to do anything like an in-app purchase or a purchase of anything through the iTunes store. And many of you can set that up on your phones. Make sure you do, or you get charged a lot. I assume any parent would be pretty upset to see a $100 bill, no matter how much money you got. That's no bueno to see a $100 charge from an app you don't even play with. So, that's parents in the news, Amazon in the news, and parents spending money they didn't know they were spending. So we'll move on to our next topic right now. So we have been sent an email by a company, and they make apps and design mobile products for kids and stuff. And they sent us an app that they wanted us to talk about on the show called Bible ABC for Kids. So I downloaded this app when it was released in late June. I think it was June 28th it was released. And so I spent a couple weeks playing with it, having my kids play on it. And so what we've done is, I've got some information about the app, some ways you can get a hold of it, and I'll tell you my thoughts on it, and the kids are going to tell you their thoughts on it as well. But first off, let me just introduce you to this app a little bit through their means, their trailer for the app. So here that goes right now.
Introducing Bible ABCs for Kids, a fun new way for your kids to learn the alphabet while discovering the Bible. With every letter finished, your child will see a character straight from the Bible with the reference included. If your child gets stuck on a letter, Bible ABCs for Kids will guide them through it. Choose between lower and uppercase. Bible ABCs for Kids. Kids learning through God's Word.
So that's the ad for the Bible ABC app. It gives you pretty a good idea of what it's all about. It's about not only learning the ABCs, but writing them out. And so when the kids get into the app, they open it up. There's a cute little bird on the front of it. You open the app up, and you get to pick what letter you want to start with. Start with A at the beginning if you're like me and you just have to start at the beginning. And then there's a star that traces over some lines, and you write out the letter. When you complete the letter and write it in the path that they've chosen for you to write it, that's the typical way you should write any letters. When you write that path, a Bible character appears, and it tells you, you know, F is for Father Abraham. J is for, you guessed it, Jesus. And it's great. It's really neat. The animation and illustration is really good. And I'll get to my opinion on it in a minute. But so there's really cool looking and illustrations pop up. And then it moves on to the next letter. You do have the option to choose lowercase, which is pretty neat too. So that's basically all the app is. It's very simple. It's very simple. There is a $2.99 version of this app, and there is a free version of this app that will give you the first seven letters of the alphabet. I let my kids play on this for a while, and they'll tell you I made them, but they didn't complain because it's screen time. So they played on it for a while, and I recorded them telling us a little bit about what they thought. And bear with the kind of volume issues and kind of differences because they're kids and it's hard to get them to speak into a mic properly. But we'll get there because I'll keep using them for stuff like this. But here's Jason and Olivia, the two oldest, reviewing the Bible ABCs app for kids.
Hi.
Tell me your name.
Olivia.
How old are you?
Four.
When will you be five?
September 3rd.
Correct. September 3rd. You're going to be five very soon.
The Bible ABCs for Kids.
That's right, the Bible ABCs for Kids. You remember the name of it. Good job. We're going to talk about that app, and we're going to talk about what you thought about it. Did you play on it some?
A lot.
Because
you made me.
Because I made you. Yep. Did you enjoy playing on it?
Yeah.
What did you like the most?
Because we like to, like, don't make the body do something, but it flaps his wings.
You like the wings flapping the
birdie? Yeah, because it doesn't do anything. It only flies when we do something.
Right. Okay. What did you like about playing the game?
I liked that we, like, plus whatever number we want to.
You like that you can pick whatever letter?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Cool. If you could do something to change the app in any way, make things a little different, what would you do?
Like, we would make there be numbers. Like, we would have to trace the numbers. Ooh. And then we have to push them to make something come up.
Cool. The Bible Numbers app for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, babe. Well, thank you very much for telling me. Can you tell the guys that sent us that? Can you tell them thank you?
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Jason, why don't you come up? Thank you, Olivia. Tell everybody your name.
Jason.
How old you are?
6 years old.
And when will you be seven?
November 10th.
November 10th. Did you play on the app a little bit?
Yeah.
How much? Did you play a lot?
Yeah. You made me.
I know. I asked you guys to play on it. Did you enjoy playing on that app?
Kind of.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I like all the I like that you can go to the lowercase part.
Yeah.
And I like that you trace the letters and then the picture shows up.
Yeah. Did you like the pictures? Were they cool drawings?
Yeah, and my favorite one was Samson.
Samson. That's
cool. Yeah.
Something to change it or to make it better, or if you got to make an app of your own, what would you do different?
Instead of making it a Bible thing, I would do it like something like a superhero one.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, not really.
All right.
Don't do that, Nia.
Make them up your little set.
Yeah.
Well, can you tell the guys that let us use this app? Tell them thank you. And
yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All done. See ya.
Bye.
Hi.
Bye.
So that was Jason and Olivia reviewing the app, telling you what the kids think. Jason writes, and he can write letters already. He reads, and so he's almost 7. Like he said, it'll be 7 in November. Olivia is still learning to write, so she was really interested, actually, in how to do the letters and tracing those letters out. It was actually very neat for her. It was cool to watch her and to watch her get excited when she got it right. That was really cool. And then the Bibles, my kids love Bible stories. We make sure of that. And so they play, you know, when they're playing by themselves. The other day, I caught them playing Moses, and they did his entire life, and it was hilarious. My son ran in and goes, "You don't understand. I've killed an Egyptian." And it just cracked me up. I lost my mind because he was acting, you know. So it was funny. But so they love Bible stories. So seeing the illustrations of the characters was really good. I think my kids had a good experience with it. We're going to keep the app on there, obviously. And thank you very much, Joel Carlson from Salvation Story. Salvation Story is the company that made this app. Joel Carlson did most of the work on it, if you look at the credits. And he sent us the information about reviewing it and stuff. And so I'm very thankful to him for that, for the opportunity. Here's my 2 10 cents on the app, just as a dad, really. I'm not an expert on apps. I'm not an expert on anything. I'm not even an expert on being a dad, but just watching my kids play with it and messing around with it myself. I'll tell you what I thought. I thought I give it an A++++ for the music. The music loops well. It loops nicely. It's what you heard in that ad. It's pleasant. It's not obnoxious. So many kids' apps have the most obnoxious music. I realized when my kids were playing this the other day, they've been playing it for a number of minutes, a while, and I wasn't annoyed by the music because it looped well. It ended and started again in a nice, pleasing way. That's something I usually notice. I'm like, this is like abrupt and then continuing. This just, it didn't seem like it was looping as much as just a song just playing. So it was good. The animation, or it's not animation because they don't move. They fade in and out, but the illustrations were very good. I liked the drawings of the Bible characters. We actually have a Bible that is the Tell Me the Story Bible or something like that. But it's just See and Tell Bible, I think is what it's called. But it's just images of the Bible stories. And it's our favorite one. It's even better than the comic book Bible because the illustrations in it are fantastic. This app was very comparable to that as far as the illustrations go. Whoever did the art in this did a great job. It's very good looking. Loved it. The little birdie they talked about is there. He's just kind of hanging out and watching you. And there's always a little birdie or something. I think of all the Bible story stuff I've always seen. And there seems to often be that little birdie or some type of little creature. But it was good. He belonged. He made sense. I don't know. I liked him. He was a cute little fella. So it was good. But I will say $2.99 is a high price tag for what it is, a little bit. I say that, but then the other night I paid $4 for a coffee. So I can't be super critical on a $2.99 price tag for somebody's hard work. So I can't be critical. I will say this. I will say there could be more. It would be really cool to hear a short version of the story of a character or two tap for more on Moses, tap for more about Jesus, whatever. That would have been neat. It's not there. It's fine. It could be in future updates. I don't know. That could be part of the plan that just was released less than a month ago, like I said, a couple weeks ago. That could be the plan. I don't know. But it's very, like I said, it is very well done. The free version is the same thing. It's just you only get 7 of the letters and you can continue on. But I'll say, if you're teaching your kids to write, and I know my son said the way he would make it better was by putting it as superheroes. Well, I'm sure that exists. And if I have the option, I'm going to download the Bible one. You know, I want my kid to get familiarized with characters in the Bible and the stories in the Bible. So when we talk about them later in life or as he gets older, he's learning more about God's word and he already has a reference for it. This is a great way to do that, I think. I think it's very cool. At $2.99 even, you can't go get a book for that much to do this. You can't do anything like that. So I would say pay the $2.99, man, and let your kids learn their letters and learn how to write their letters on a screen where they'll do it and it'll be fun, but they'll do it in a way where they're getting, you know, some little Bible information, some Bible names, some Bible facts. The pictures do a good job of telling parts of the stories that they'll be familiar. Oh, Moses is the guy who did this. Oh, that's Benjamin. He's got the cup. I remember that story. Oh, that must be Eve because the snake is there, you know. And so that's the Miriam. She's holding baby. She put baby Moses. So if you're doing your job, mom and dad, and making sure your kids are familiar with God's word and the ways that we can introduce them to it through the stories and stuff of the Bible early in their years, this app is a real good reinforcement for that. And not to mention, as a homeschool dad myself, an unschooler, this is perfect for that because they're playing on the iPad and learning how to write their letters. My son needs to learn how to write them the right way. He writes a lot of letters backwards, so this is going to help him with that. But I highly recommend this app. I think it's very cool. And I told you what I really liked about it. There's room for even more, for it to be even cooler and for them to add so much. And hopefully they'll do that. But I say go check it out. At least download the free version and see if your kids latch onto it like mine did. And then if they do, man, spend the $2.99 on them learning their ABCs and getting more familiar with God's word and with the Bible. But I recommend that. So that's good. We did do a Facebook question. Didn't have a lot of answers, but we'll go on to it and read what people did say anyway. So I asked folks what their favorite apps, what did I say? Let me see my words exactly. What is your favorite iPad, iPhone, Kindle, or Android app for your kids to play? And I got one answer from Amy. She said Stack the Countries. So that sounds like an app that is for... I'm Googling it. That sounds like an app that is for geography and learning what countries are where, that kind of thing. I'm looking right now. Stack the Countries. Makes learning about the world fun. The countries actually come to life in this colorful and dynamic game. As you learn country capitals, landmarks, geographic locations, and more, you can actually touch, move, and drop the animated countries anywhere on the screen. Carefully build a stack of countries that reaches the checkered line to win each level. So that's pretty cool. You can learn some geography and some of that kind of stuff that way. Stack the Countries is good. We have the Reading Rainbow app for our kids. I loved Reading Rainbow as a kid. You have to pay for a subscription. We have family who's doing that for our kids. Melinda said on ours as well, Endless Alphabet. Our kids love Endless Alphabet. It's very cute. Got little monsters. It lets you spell cool words, that kind of thing, and so that's fun. They have a reading one. We're not a big on sight reading, and it's kind of a sight reading app, so we haven't got that one, but they also have a numbers one, and that's pretty cool. Now, they don't let you write them out like the Bible app does, but this is a way to familiarize with numbers. 2 + 2 = 4, that kind of thing, simple math. So Endless Alphabet, there's like an endless series. Those are good. What else do our kids do a lot that's not just fun and games, which isn't a ton? I let them do Angry Birds, especially Angry Birds Star Wars, because I'm a huge Star Wars nut. So my kids playing Star Wars just makes me proud. But I, you know, like I said, I don't, uh, They don't have a lot of apps that aren't somehow going to teach them something. And I can't look on my iPad right now because I'm using it to record this. But there's a lot of apps that our kids play with and really enjoy playing with. And like I said, the major ones are the Bible, that the Bible app, or the, what's it called? YouVersion Bible has a kid's Bible. They like that one. And so there's some good apps out there that I recommend for your kids. And it looks like that Stack the Countries is a good one. There's a free version of that. So I'll probably download that and let my kids play on it for a while. I'll probably learn a little bit from it too. But thank you guys very much for listening. And next week we're going to do an iTunes top five. Tell your friends to listen to the show, to check us out at podcast.4pointfamilies.com, and to check out our website as well, 4pointfamilies.com. And they can, again, if you're somebody who really loves what we do and thinks it's good for your family or for people, and you want to support us financially, that's possible at giving.ag.org, and then search Prince for the Prince family, and we'll come up first. We're the only option. So thanks for listening to 4 Point Families podcast. Check us out on Twitter, the number 4 Point Families. On Facebook's the number 4 Point Families as well. On YouTube, we are FOUR Point Families. Subscribe and review on iTunes. You can call us. Go to our website and click on the leave a voicemail thing. And through your phone or your computer, you can record a question, a comment, a concern, whatever you have for us for the podcast. Or you can email us at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. FOUR pointfamilies@gmail.com. Thank you so much again for listening. And we will see you next time on the 4 Point Families podcast.
For more information about the ministry and how you can support our work for parents and families, visit 4pointfamilies.com.
Go download the Bible ABCs for Kids app. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening.